Johnson impeachment trial. Let's go back to the years just after the Civil War, a time when the United States was healing from deep wounds. Abraham Lincoln had been assassinated in 1865, and his vice president, Andrew Johnson, became the new president. But Johnson's time in office quickly turned into one of the most controversial chapters in American history, so much so that he became the first U.S. president to be impeached. Who was Andrew Johnson? Andrew Johnson was a Southern Democrat from Tennessee who had stayed loyal to the Union during the Civil War. Lincoln chose him as vice president in hopes of bringing the North and South together. But after Lincoln's death, Johnson's views clashed with many in Congress, especially the radical Republicans, who wanted to punish the South and protect the rights of newly freed African Americans. The causes for Johnson's impeachment. The main conflict was over how to rebuild the South. Johnson believed in a more lenient approach. He pardoned many former Confederate leaders and allowed Southern states to pass laws called Black Codes that restricted the freedom of African Americans. This angered the radical Republicans, who wanted to guarantee civil rights and voting rights for freed men. The breaking point came in 1867 with the Tenure of Office Act. This law said the president couldn't remove certain officials without the Senate's approval. Johnson believed the law was unconstitutional and wanted to test it. So he fired Edward M. Stanton, his Secretary of War, who strongly supported the radical Republicans. Congress viewed this as a violation of the law and a challenge to their authority. The trial begins. The House of Representatives voted to impeach Johnson in February 1868. Impeachment means accusing a government official of wrongdoing, but being impeached doesn't mean removal from office. It means there will be a trial in the Senate to decide whether to remove the official. The Senate trial was a huge event. People lined up to get seats in the gallery. The main charge against Johnson was violating the Tenure of Office Act. His lawyers argued that the law was unfair and that Johnson had the right to fire someone in his own cabinet. In the end, the Senate fell one vote short of removing him. 35 senators voted guilty, but they needed 36 votes to kick him out. Johnson stayed in office, but lost almost all political power. The aftermath and legacy of Johnson. Although Johnson finished his term, his presidency was damaged. He didn't run for re-election in 1868, and Ulysses S. Grant became the next president. The Tenure of Office Act was later found to be unconstitutional, meaning Johnson may have been right to challenge it. Still, many historians believe Johnson's policies slowed down the progress of Reconstruction. He often stood in the way of laws meant to protect freed slaves. His impeachment showed that Congress had the power to check a president who they believed was not enforcing the law. Why it matters today. Andrew Johnson's impeachment is important because it set an example. It showed that no president is above the law. It also revealed how dangerous political divisions can become. While Johnson wasn't removed from office, the event proved that Congress could hold the president accountable if necessary. Today, Johnson's impeachment helps us understand the balance of power in the U.S. government and reminds us how leadership and decisions can shape a nation's future.
I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.